We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Someone who I believe doesn't get enough respect because I think he deserves all the respect. Our guy, he is in Orlando right now for the owners' meetings. Let's go out on the hotline, talk to our guy, Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot Shore Parks is sponsored by Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Elliot, how's Florida, buddy?
What up? It's very nice. It's like 65 degrees. It's sunny. I'm at a hotel I could never afford to stay at if it wasn't for the meeting. So life is good.
Yeah, it was cold this morning here. I'll tell you that when I came outside. Yeah. So I'm jealous of that. Yeah.
It's
often cold at 3 a.m.
Yes, it is, Elliot. You were correct about that.
Did you get pool or beach time, Elliot?
Not yet. I am hoping. I would love to come back with a nice tan. I feel like it would be a great way to return to the city. So I'm hopeful, but nothing yet. Yeah.
I thought about it. I just feel like it'd be a really good way to make my return
in like four days.
After. Yeah, that's exactly good. I like that. All right, Elliot, before we dive into specifics, just set the scene down there. The owners' meetings, we know that, you know, everyone kind of, you know, gathers in Orlando. But when is Howie speaking? Is Jeffrey speaking? Like, what's the whole deal with what's going on over the next? How long does it last? Like, what's the deal with the owners' meetings?
Yeah, so it's a 3-day event, essentially. All the head coaches, GMs, owners arrived yesterday here in Orlando. They took the annual head coach pitcher, the annual GM pitcher, and now they kind of get down to business. There'll be meetings throughout these 3 days. There'll be rule changes, competition committee, that type of thing from a league perspective. From the Eagles' perspective, it's our one chance a year to talk to Jeffrey Lurie. I mean, I know he used to talk way more, but that's changed. He really only speaks now at these meetings. So the expectation, nothing is set yet. The expectation is that he'll speak tomorrow. I believe we'll get to talk to Howie Roseman today in the Nick Sirianni Breakfast with Nick tomorrow morning, 7:45 a.m.
He'll with talk. Nick.
So it's the three most important people on the Eagles, arguably outside of Jalen, all speaking within roughly a 24-hour frame. So should be plenty of news, and it's definitely an important event for them.
Elliot, how big a deal is it that Nick Sirianni has been conspicuously absent from the head coach's photos at the owners' meeting?
We're going right for the hard-hitting questions here.
Huh? Yeah. Well, look, this is a question I obviously care a ton about.
I know you do.
Yeah. So the obvious answer is it doesn't really matter, right? He wasn't in it last year. If he's busy doing something else, not the end of the world.
There's definitely a butt coming here, right? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my opinion is he's got to be in that photo. Like, you're two years removed from being in the Super Bowl. You were a playoff team last year. I know it didn't end that way. Like, go puff your chest out a little. Like, get in that photo. You saw where Howie was. Howie was front and center in that photo.
Yes, he was.
So I think it sounds silly, but I do think it's important for Nick to make sure he's in these photos. Like, it's all the head coaches. There's already enough jokes about how he's not the actual head coach anymore. Like, I would have tried to really get in that photo if I was him.
I don't can't they just force everyone to be in a photo? Can't they be like, all right, you're 32 head coaches. We're taking the picture now. We're not taking the picture till everyone's in the photo, right? Like, we'll wait for family members. Be like, oh, wait for Uncle Lenny. He'll get over it. Come on, wait 10 minutes. He'll be there.
I have like a million brothers and sisters. And my mother would be like, get in
for a head coach. Anyway, go ahead.
They should just say, guys, we're all taking the photo Sunday at 5 o'clock.
And we're not taking it until you're all here. Guess what? These guys have to sit here and wait. And if you want to make them wait, fine, but we ain't taking it till you're here. Like, I don't know. It's crazy to me. Anyway.
I agree. Someone that loves photos, I certainly agree.
Howie speaks at noon. What are you expecting from that experience, Elliot?
Well, whenever Howie speaks, I think, you know, he's using that as an opportunity to play a little chess, right? Like, that's what he does. So I think the obvious question today for Howie Roseman is the Hassan Reddick situation. You know, there's certainly roster moves to talk about. He hasn't spoken, you know, since they signed Saquon, since they brought Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back. So those are important questions as to why he decided to make those signings. But in terms of future moves, I mean, the Hassan Reddick thing is really kind of weighing over this team. I don't expect Hassan Reddick to be back. My guess is when Howie speaks today, he'll say, you know, Hassan's a big part of the team. He's on the roster. He's excited to have him back. But that, in my opinion, will just be kind of, you know, manipulating the trade market and letting teams know they're happy to keep him. So I think the biggest question for Howie is absolutely the Hassan Reddick thing.
So how real is the Atlanta-Arizona Reddick trade interest?
Well, Arizona makes a ton of sense. Jonathan Gannon is here, everyone's favorite former coordinator. So he'll speak tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see what he's willing to say about that. But they need edge rushers. He had a ton of, obviously, success under Jonathan Gannon. So I think it would make sense for them to acquire him. So, yeah, I think at this point, look, I mean, he's had double-digit sacks 4 years in a row. He can make there's a spot for him on any team, except for apparently the Eagles. But, I think all teams should have interest in Hassan Reddick.
What can the Eagles expect in return for Reddick?
I don't think my guess is the return is not going to be what is not going to make fans happy. I definitely don't think you're getting a first or second round pick. I think there's a shot you get a third round pick. But, you know, maybe a pick and a player. If this lasts up until the draft, maybe they use Hassan to move up in a round or, you know, swap picks and move from the second to the first or something like that. But when you consider that they have to give the new team has to give Hassan Reddick a new contract, that is going to impact what they get for him in a trade. So I don't think you're not going to get the value for Hassan Reddick that you're losing by trading.
All right. So the Reddick thing is obviously, I think, the kind of biggest roster thing sitting there. But, I think what the Eagles have done, especially if they're going to trade Reddick, you know, I come out of this saying, look, there's still noticeable holes and needs on defense. Elliot, is it as simple as how he's just going to add, you know, with the first the first round pick and the 2 seconds, go defense and hope someone contributes? Is there still a trade left to be made? Is there a under the radar signing we're expecting? Like, is this the defense more or less we're going to see, or do you think there's still a big move or two left?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think you could take a step further and say this is pretty much the roster you're going to see. Look, there's still plenty of time, and we've seen him make acquisitions. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in training camp. James Bradbury, I believe, was a July signing. So there are chances. But for the most part, like, this is the roster. They'll draft somebody in the first round, presumably, unless they trade back. But, yeah, I think they want to address the corner position to add some depth there, a guy that can develop into a starter in the draft. Obviously, linebacker, even after adding Devin White, you probably want to see something there. But the first big wave of free agency is over. So I think at this point, like, this is pretty much the roster you're going to see, maybe one or two players. But I don't expect massive overhauls to what the 53-man roster will look like from here on out.
Elliot, does Kellen Moore come in with a different ideal set in terms of how often he'll hand it off to his running back? Saquon Barkley, can he be a bell cow back in part because Kellen Moore has seen a bell cow back be a bell cow back in Dallas?
Yeah, I think Saquon is here in large part because of Kellen Moore. You look at who he's had at running back over his career, he's always had kind of number one type running backs. He had it in Dallas. He had Austin Eckler last year with the Chargers, and he uses his running backs. I think the biggest misconception about Kellen Moore is that he doesn't run the ball. Last year with the Chargers, before Eckler got hurt, the running backs averaged 30 carries a game for the first four games. So I think you're going to see...
That's a lot of carries.
It's a lot of carries. So I think you're going to see Saquon get the ball quite a bit. And the other thing I'll say about Kellen Moore and how he uses his running backs is he does go under center more. When you look at, you know, where the running backs that he's had have gotten the ball from, it's not all out of shotgun. Like, he does put the quarterback under center. So I think you're going to see Saquon definitely run it more than Swift did last year. But I also think you're going to see a bit of a change in terms of where Jalen's lining up and how they give the ball to the running back.
That sounds great.
Yeah, Richie's so excited. Right? You can see it.
You can do so much.
It's so bizarrely. Yeah, he's
play action.
Like, he's beaming right now.
You've got the whole offense in your arsenal. Like, you can pretend you're running so much when you're under center, and you can trick a defense so much better when you're under center. You can make everything start out looking the same.
It's like that, you know,
and
like
completely different.
You know, like sometimes in movies or whatever, they'll like highlight a character, but like the sun will shine on them,
yeah,
or like whatever.
that was
Richie's face. Like, when you bring it up, you're like, it's just like this like beaming light comes on his face, and he's like, yeah, we could be a running team. Let's go.
Well, and Saquon runs equally. Under center, equally well.
Elliot, what do you think about that? The under center thing, you know, we spent so much time talking about it. I know you and I have talked that we are more of the belief that it's a Jalen preference than anything.
Yeah.
But with that in mind, and with Saquon coming here, do you think that is something that, you know, I know we call for it, but is that realistic to think that there will be more of that put into the offense?
Yeah, I think there is going to be more of it for sure. My honest opinion on it is, like, I don't think the Eagles' offense struggled last year because they weren't under center enough. Like, I think there were other problems with the offense. And overall, you know, like most of the team, the offense worked for the first 12 weeks. It just fell apart at the end as everything collapsed. But, yeah, I mean, I think what Kellen Moore is being brought in to do is to add things to Sirianni's offense. I think Kellen Moore is going to obviously have a big say in this, and he will be calling plays, but I don't think you're going to come out, you know, in training camp or week one or two and see like a completely new offense. I think you're going to see wrinkles, like more time under center, you know, maybe more pre-snap motion. I'd be shocked if there wasn't more pre-snap motion next season. So I think there'll be wrinkles and changes for sure, and one of those will be, I think Jalen will be under center more.
All right, last one. You kind of led with this, but let's go deeper. First thing we talked about bringing you on is that this is the one time a year now that we hear from Jeffrey Lurie. We used to hear from him more. It is what it is. This is it. He's going to speak tomorrow. What are you expecting from Jeffrey Lurie tomorrow? Are you expecting, you know, some of the questions that people were holding on to? You know, why did he keep Sirianni? All these things that we had talked so much about, but kind of have, you know, kind of been lost to time a little bit. You know, what kind of stuff can we expect Jeffrey to be asked, and do you think there'll be anything that's particularly, you know, enlightening that we hear from Jeffrey?
Well, look, I think Jeffrey, unlike Howie, is not as buttoned up. Like, so it feels like every year he does drop a piece of interesting information or something like that. So I do think it is definitely a press conference people are going to want to tune in for. Like, he is going to say something interesting. In terms of the questions, you're right. I mean, it is all about Nick. Why did he bring Nick back? What's his confidence level that Nick can fix what happened at the end of last year? And really, I think about Jalen, too, right? Like, Jalen, he made a huge investment in a year ago, and now, you know, he didn't have a great year. So there's that question as well. But I will say, from Jeffrey's perspective, like, it's been a long time since this Nick stuff has been decided. I apologize. All the head coaches are walking by right now.
What a flex that is.
Yeah, no big deal.
To get a picture.
Yeah, right. They got to redo the picture. That's right.
Exactly.
Make sure Nick gets it.
No, I mean, I think with Jeffrey, and look, I mean, I'd be curious for your guys' perspective. Like, do people still care about the Knicks thing? Like, he's back. It's been a few months. So I think that is the number one question. But this isn't 2 days after it's been decided. So it feels a little bit like old news, but it will be interesting to hear what he says about
it. Yeah, Elliot, that's such a fascinating point, and I'll bet you that's partially why Jeffrey doesn't speak as often, because he doesn't have to address things as they happen. But yeah, I do think people are still, look, I think people have accepted it, but I think people are interested in the why and how of it all, for sure. So, and you know.
Yeah, and I will say, speaking of head coaches who've dealt with adversity, Andy Reid spoke this morning, and he said there's two keys to surviving adversity in a head coach as with the Eagles. One, eat a lot of cheesesteaks and don't listen to AM radio. And then Howard had to remind him it's actually
we're FM now. Yeah.
Yeah. But that just speaks how long it's been since he's been here.
That's
but
it was
an interesting perspective.
That is wild.
Always
that's
a food
that's
reference.
It's good. All right, Elliot, great stuff, man. If, obviously, we'll talk to you if anything happens down there.
Yep. Sounds good. Talk
awesome.
To you.
Awesome.
Thanks, Elliot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.